daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here for the Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Today, it is October 8th, 2021. It is a Friday, so it's a football preview Friday. It's week number six in college football, and there are plenty of great games to get to, just three in the Big 12 Conference, but they're all pretty exciting games with all the point spreads being within 3.5 points. So three very competitive, potentially very competitive games coming up for us this weekend in the Big 12. We'll keep this thing brief today on a football Friday so you guys can kind of ingest this pretty quickly. I know the weekend is a busy, sometimes, you know, relaxing, but a football weekend, you're, you know, to and fro if you're going to the games this weekend or any game this weekend. Hope you all enjoy. And on the way to the game, maybe you listen to the Locked On Big 12 podcast. Maybe you do it on YouTube. You can do that on YouTube. Just look up Locked On Big 12. Subscribe. We're over 200 subscribers, so I appreciate all of you all who have subscribed. Continue to keep bumping up that number. I think we're at 205, 206 right now, last time I checked. So continue to get those subscribers up for us. And then also, if you can't watch on YouTube, make sure you find us Locked On Big 12 wherever you all get your podcasts. You can get it Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of those places. So there, that takes care of that. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at JoshNeighbors_. One more thing. I just started to get my shirts are coming in. I've begun to order Big 12 shirts I wear on the show. First one that came in, not a member yet of the Big 12, but got the biggest win of maybe the entire of any team in the Big 12 this year. It was the Cincinnati Bearcats last week. So I've got my Cincinnati Bearcats shirts. We got Baylor, BYU, and Oklahoma State on the run right now coming in. So I'll wear those as I get them, and I'm putting in another order here pretty soon. Texas and OU, probably not going to make the cut because they're leaving the conference right now. I'm sorry to say that. So for all of you Sooners and Longhorns fans, you know, I'm not going to disrespect the remaining members by going and getting shirts of schools who are leaving. Another one is Kansas. Got a real dilemma with Kansas. I am a Missouri graduate, so there is a little bit of a conflict there. My girlfriend is not too pleased. She went to Missouri, so not too pleased that I'm considering ordering the Kansas t-shirt right now. So we'll see. I'm not doing that, but I like wearing these. And also, if you have any suggestions for what I should be wearing, you can talk some crap, you can do that in the comment section below here on YouTube. All right, let's get into it. But first, a quick word from our sponsors here. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting, best for you protein bar in the game today. Go to built.com. That's built.com. You can check out all the flavors they have available right now. They got coconut, cherry bar, chia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, and cookies and cream. They all have 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calorie ranges are from 130 to 180, 4 to 5 grams of net sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So go there today. Check that out right now at built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off today at built.com. All right, last week, I had a very good week last week when it came to picking against the spread. Last week, we ended up, let's see, so we were 10-11 heading into last week. Texas -4, that one ends up hitting. Oklahoma -11 versus Kansas State does not. Texas Tech +7 does. Oklahoma State covers, as does Iowa State. So last week, a very nice 4-1 week for us on picks. Just three games this week to pick in the Big 12 Conference, and it begins with the Red River Rivalry. Now, I was schooled yesterday by Gabe Eichert and Chris Plank. You may not say just Red River. Apparently, Gus Johnson got us on that train a few years ago, and per request of people both from OU and Texas, we should get off of it. So it is Red River Rivalry, Red River Shootout, Red River Showdown, whatever you want to pick. Just put something after Red River Triple R, whatever it is you want to do. Just put something after that river, and you'll make the Texas and Oklahoma fans image. Now, if you're an OU fan, call OU Texas. If you're Texas fans, call Texas OU. It's my belief that it's Texas OU because OU Texas, because you're supposed to say, I believe it's how it works for a lot of lists, but like you're supposed to say the school that's first in the alphabet before the school that's second. O is before T, if my alphabet is correct. So it should be Oklahoma, Texas. All right, let's get into the matchup here. 11 o'clock on ABC. Number 6, Oklahoma. Number 21, Texas. They square off at the Cotton Bowl outside of Dallas. Texas State Fair, the whole nine yards. So there are hundreds of thousands of people who are around this game. The Cotton Bowl is going to be filled, something that we did not see happen last year. Last time these two teams met to play this game was not full capacity. This feels more normal again. The line on this game, according to our friends at betonline.ag, it's 3.5. And this feels really accurate because it's tough to parse who is going to win this. I think Texas has the offensive advantage in terms of how they looked explosively, right? OU's offense had an awesome week last week against Kansas State. So you might give them the edge in terms of consistent output. I would give Oklahoma's defense the edge in the category of just kind of, you know, the track of the two defenses. I think their defensive lines played a lot better than Texas has. They had some trouble at that part of the field, or that part of the defense, rather. I will say this also, kind of bouncing back here, is that Texas, though, has the best player on the field. I know earlier this week during our roundtable, it was mentioned by John Williams that, hey, don't disrespect Nick, not disrespect, but, you know, Nick Vigneault could be. To me, it's Bijan Robinson. To me, it's not that close. I think Bijan's one of the best three players in the country. I think he's the best offensive player in the country. I believe that to be true, Bijan Robinson. I would put him up there with best player in the country. I'm a huge Kyle Hamilton guy, so I think actually he's the best player in the country. But I would put Kyle Hamilton up there with Kayvon Thibodeau. I'd put Bijan up there in that trio as well. It's a little bit tougher on defense. I think the fact those guys have made such a name for themselves is really important. Dusty Dvorak mentioned this morning on his show, Dusty and Danny, that I think there's 18 of the last 21 years, the team that's run the football better has gotten the edge in this game. And that could be true in this matchup, but Oklahoma needs to find a way to establish the run. Now, they were a bit better about this last week. Spencer Rattler was really good last week. To me, what it's going to come down to in this game is who is going to capitalize more. And what I mean by that is a lot of times, you know, Iowa State versus Iowa is a great example. Iowa beat Iowa State not because they were the better football team that day, but Iowa State made mistakes and Iowa made them pay. That's how that game worked. Last week, Texas forced some turnovers against TCU. Now, the problem was for them, it felt like they were getting field goals a lot. So those turnovers helped them capitalize a little bit, but the game was still close because they didn't fully take advantage of those turnovers. So you need to capitalize the capital C. You need to find the end zone because last week Texas capitalized with a lowercase c and helped them win the game, but they had a tough time putting that game out of reach because they weren't doing what they needed to do when they forced turnovers. Another example of this, last week Baylor did not capitalize off the turnovers that Oklahoma State made. A lot of that had to do with the Oklahoma State defense. Excuse me. But yeah, they didn't capitalize off the Oklahoma State defense. And so that was an issue for them last week. That's just kind of what I'm talking about here. And I think the team that wins turnover battle is going to have the opportunity, you know, they will be in the driver's seat in this game. I'm kind of wondering who's going to blink first in terms of quarterbacks making a mistake. It feels like both Rattler and Casey Thompson are going to have a mistake in them. They usually do. Last week, Casey had a few that were not penalized due to some poor play on TCU's end. So Rattler obviously had the one mistake, but he was pretty lights out after the one mistake that he made. So this game really does feel like a coin flip. I would put this in a teaser if you're going to do anything with it. I mean, look, I'll take Oklahoma. I'll lay the 3.5. That hook feels like it's going to come back and bite you. there are a lot of places that you can get this line at three. I would buy the half point, to be honest, just to make yourself, you know, feel a bit more comfortable if you're going Oklahoma's way, to put it down to three, because it feels like a Gabe Berkowitz field goal could be the difference in this game. I'm going to go with Oklahoma. I'm going to go with them because I think their offense really turned it on last week. They were consistent last week. Oklahoma's defense gives me some concerns. I like the way that Oklahoma was able to sustain drives last week. And look, Bijan's awesome, but they're going to have to find some offense outside of that. Can Xavier Worthy be that X factor? Can they get the passing game going with him instead of the other weapons that they have in Jordan Whittington? I feel like he's been open a lot this year. Chase Thompson not always finding him. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Oklahoma in this game. I'm going to lay the 3.5 for our purposes. Once again, I think it's a close game. I'm not going to lay the 3 and I'm not going to say Texas wins or Texas covers, Oklahoma wins. It's too close to a point spread for me to say that. I'd be predicting a really close game if I went that direction. But I'm going to go with Oklahoma taking the win in Red River this season and continuing their undefeated streak. They haven't lost. It's been a calendar year since Oklahoma has lost right now. All right, a couple more words from our sponsors, and we'll get to more of these games. Today's show is also brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the best place for all of your sports gaming needs. They've got lines for this weekend, college football, pro football, Formula One, boxing, MMA. They actually got some pretty good boxing this weekend. Wilder Fury 3 is going down this weekend. UFC happening this weekend. If you want to get in on all this action, you can at betonline.ag. Go to betonline.ag today. Sign up. It's free to do. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. You'll get a 50% deposit bonus today at betonline.ag. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Today's show is also brought to you by Prize Picks. We're talking about some fun daily fantasy. Prize Picks, the best place to play daily fantasy for college. They give you a line. You go up against that line. They give you Spencer Rattler over 220 points, yards in the passing game. You can go over and under. I'm not sure that's the actual line, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. Casey Thompson interceptions. They'll go, 0.5. You can go over or under in that category. So many fun ways to get in on the act over there at Prize Picks. You can download the app today. It's available in most states. Go check it out. See if it's available in yours. That's Prize Picks. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. They'll match your first deposit up to $100 right now at Prize Picks. Once again, go download the app. All right, a little bit of sparkling water there. If I hiccup, that's the reason why, but I'm a sparkling water guy. All right, moving on in this picks segment. 11 o'clock. I'm sad this one's at 11 o'clock. It's West Virginia at Baylor. Baylor 3-point favorites here. Look, I think it's time for Neil Brown at 2-3 to make the switch full-time to Garrett Green. I think it's got to be the option here if you're Neil Brown, because of the way the season has gone at this point. The offense, while they came alive in the second half, it's time for them to do it. There have been some articles written, hey, you know, there's a couple reasons why they haven't played. I saw this one article. It says, voice in Morgantown wouldn't blame Garrett Green if he decides to transfer. His time is coming. Jared Dakey's time as a starter there is limited. Now, Garrett Green needs to improve as a passer. They need to make that offense more legitimate. But that defense has been doing the Lord's work and has not really always been fairly compensated, I'd say, by the offense. They've not reciprocated for them very well. So in this game, for me, Baylor, it's all about, are you real? Are you for real, Baylor? Are you a good football team? Because good football teams bounce back from tough losses. They address the things they didn't do well. And West Virginia's got an awesome front. They've played so well this season. But can they stop Baylor on the road? Can their offense do enough on the road? Baylor is one of these teams right here. They didn't cash in on mistakes last week. They cash in on mistakes this week. They win this football game. I think Baylor does. I think I was wrong. I think Baylor is a good football team. I was not very high on West Virginia coming into the season. I think there's a way that team could take steps forward without having a great record. This is one of those games that they're going to have to win this football game. West Virginia is back into a corner. That being said, I think Baylor at home is the play right here. I think they're a better football team, and their defense is well rounded. I think they should be getting Terrell Bernard back this week. We'll see if he's able to go in this game. But I just think Gary Bohannon, Abram Smith, Tristan Ebner, I think those guys bounce back this week in a meaningful way. I think the offensive line gonna have a great test up front, gets it going. I think Baylor gets it done against West Virginia in this game, 11 o'clock on FS1. All right, third game here, 6 p.m. on ESPN, TCU at Texas Tech. TCU, 2-point favorites in this game, a primetime spot on ESPN for our fair conference. So it's nice to see these teams getting some recognition in the spotlight there. Texas Tech, huge win. Chance to get to 5-1 now with Matt Wells. A chance to, you know, sniff, be close to a bowl game. If they win this game, they're probably going to punch a ticket to a bowl game with a win over Kansas. That's what's ahead of them. They have not played KU yet this year. They're going to have the opportunity to play Kansas. It's going to be their best chance to wrap up that sixth win if they beat TCU. So this is a monumental contest. And for TCU, oh boy, you got to get back on the horse there, TCU. Things are not looking good for Gary Patterson. I don't like the way his team's demeanor seems. Steven Simcox talked about the hands of the head. I think Max Duggan's getting better, but still has had some bad turnovers, forced a couple bad fumbles this year for Max Duggan as well. I like the way Henry Columbia managed the game last week. Matt Wells was fired up. I think they capitalize off that momentum, and then they get a little bit healthier this week too. They hope we get a couple guys back this week for Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech, I'll take them plus the points at home. You give me a couple points at home for Texas Tech, I'm going to take the Red Raiders. I think they win this game outright. They have to focus on that run defense. That's going to be a huge part for them this weekend. Zach Evans and Kendre Miller and Max Duggan to see if they can take care of business in that regard. But look, they should be able to sling the ball all over the place on this TCU defense. Their secondary has not been very good this year, and the opportunities are going to be there for Henry Columbia and company to get the job done against TCU. We'll see if Matt Wells' group can do it. I think they do this weekend. All right, some more games to get to. Not going to show these, but these are outside the Big 12 Conference. Usually we do these Saturday 7. We're just going to Saturday selections. I want to steal the term here. It's a little theft from College Game Day, if you will, but some Saturday selections. Early on in the day, Arkansas and Ole Miss. Ole Miss giving 5.5. I think Ole Miss is a great teaser candidate this week if you're not feeling great about their chances to cover, but I do think they're going to be able to cover in this game. Auburn against Georgia, 15 points is a lot to give on the road, so I'm going to stick with Auburn in this situation. We saw last night, also when I get to this, last night in the AAC, the Houston Cougars and the Tulane Green Wave. Houston wins, gets to 5-1. They're the 40-22 win last night against Tulane on the road. So that's important to note. BYU hosts Boise this week. They're 6-point favorites at home at 10-0 against Boise. Dusty Dvorak made the call for this game, 2:30 ABC, and he's pretty pumped for it. I think it could be a close game. There's a lot of questions for Boise State at the quarterback position, but a potential Big 12 interest game here because, look, BYU got the invite to the Big 12. Boise did not get the invite to the Big 12, so it's a little bit of juice there, if you will, 3 o'clock Central on Fox. It's going to be Penn State and Iowa. Iowa, 1.5 favorites. Tough to be against Iowa and Kinnick Stadium. I think Penn State's a better overall team than Iowa is, so I'm going to go Penn State in this situation there. Michigan, Nebraska. Michigan, 3-point favorites on the road against Nebraska, who have gotten to 3-3. It feels like Nebraska has straightened some things out. They're 3-3 this year. They did have that close loss to Michigan State. They had the close loss to Oklahoma. They battered Northwestern 56-7, but this is a really important game for their program because if they want a chance to make a bowl game, they probably have to win this. They have at 3-3, they've got Michigan at Minnesota, Purdue, Ohio State at Wisconsin, and Iowa left. They have a very difficult schedule, so if they want to nab two more wins the rest of the way, it feels like a victory here is going to be paramount for them, you know, eventually trying to make a bowl game this season. LSU and Kentucky, it's a fun one. Kentucky giving 2.5 points at 6:30, Kroger Field. I'm going to take Kentucky in this game. You know, roll with the hot hand right now. Will Levis was not very good last week. I think he improves a little bit better this week. LSU just is sputtering at this point. It feels like a game that they also probably have to win. So I'm interested to see if that talent can really win out this week at Kroger Field for LSU. I'm going to roll with Kentucky, the home team. Alabama at A&M, CBS, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central Time. I'm going to go with A&M plus 18. I think Alabama wins. I think this game is going to be kind of a potentially a slog. I think the A&M defense is still pretty good. It's still going to be a sold-out, fun atmosphere on a Saturday night. I know things have not gone well for A&M. I know the offense is having a whole lot of problems, but I think they're able to keep this game close somehow. You know, maybe it's a 31-14, but they're able to keep this thing within the margin, end up getting a win on the point spread. Alabama wins the game outright. All right, that will do it for today's show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at Josh Neighbors_. Until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.